It's just comedy.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
I'm with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. The Beulah Show is our program for the week. This is their seventh episode titled Summer Heat. And it is from August 17th, 1945.
Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents the Marlon Hertz and Beulah Show. With lovely Carol Stewart, the music of Albert Sack and his orchestra, and starring Marlon Hertz and...
Got the world in a jug long, got the summer in my hand.
Yes, sir, it's Beulah. If there's anything the housekeeper at 213 Lake Street can't stand the sight of, it's a messy basement. That's why she's always careful to look the other way when she opens the cellar door. This morning, however, her boss opened the basement door himself, and that's why, busily filling boxes with junk, we find Marlon Hertz and Beulah.
My goodness, listen, Marlon, this basement sure is a mess, ain't it? We got enough junk in here to start our own city dump.
Yeah, it looks like we have started one.
Yeah, sir, this is a no-bargain basement. To look at this place, you'd think it hadn't been cleaned out for a year.
How long has it been?
A year. So it seems like every time I start to clean it up, something always happens. I was going to do it last week, but the Cardinals won the ball game.
Wait, what have the Cardinals winning a ball game got to do with cleaning out this basement?
Mr. Marlon, when you don't want to do something, one excuse is as good as another, either. Yeah, so this job has been put off like a civilian on an airliner.
Well, here, throw all this junk in the box there. This old briefcase is no good. All full of old maps that are no good either. Hello, Aunt Alice.
I just talked to the coal company, Marlon, and they're going to deliver the coal tomorrow.
We'll have this place cleaned out pretty soon now.
Hey, do you out in coal today, Mr. Marlon, in this weather? My goodness, it was 92 yesterday.
Well, it won't be 92 in December.
As a matter of fact, Marlon, they were delighted you ordered your fuel early. They don't know how much coal they'll get this year, but they don't expect enough to go around.
I thought we wasn't going to use coal this year, Mr. Marlon. I thought we was going to use that other stuff, them little gray lumps.
Coke, Beulah?
No, sir, I'm not thirsty, thank you.
It's getting awfully hot outside right now, Marlon. I think it's going to be hotter than yesterday. It isn't bad in the house, though.
Oh, it won't get hot inside, ma'am. I'm going to keep this house cool today. I left the windows open all night and closed them up full of cool air this morning.
I don't know whether that works or not, Beulah. Here, throw these old letters in with the junk, will you?
Yeah, sir. My, don't this smell good?
What letters are those, Marlon?
Oh, just some I got in school.
Such pretty letters, too. Pink and blue.
Oh, incidentally, Beulah, what happened to that boyfriend of yours? I thought he was coming over to help us this morning.
Bill? Yeah, he said he'd be here, ma'am. I called him up and he said he'd hurry right over. Oh, that boy hurries like a tired turtle.
Well, he can carry these boxes of junk out in the alley when he does get here. Look over here, Aunt Alice. See if there's anything you want to keep out of this box.
All right, Marlon. I think it's all junk, though.
Seem ashamed of throwing away. They smell like lilac. Sure smell pretty. Oh, now, wait, Julie, you ain't fixing to read the man's letters. Well, he said he didn't want them, didn't he? I know, but you ain't ought to be reading them. Oh, hush up. Now, I'm busy. Let me see you say, "Dearest Marlon, please don't be angry at Papa's action last night. He is very fond of you, really. He just has a habit of always shooting at my boyfriend." Oh, you ought to break yourself with that. That's a bad habit.
Bueller, what are you doing?
This letter here, Mr. Marlon. It fell right out of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
That's open right up my hand. Face up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, Mr. Marlon, you don't think I'd read your old love letters on purpose, do you?
Yes, I do.
And you are so right. And I'm so sorry.
Well, okay, then. As I recall, they were pretty good reading at that. Well, I'll take them and burn them later.
Well, here's the rest of it, young Beulah. Have Bill take it all out.
Okay, ma'am. I'll just keep this little old thermometer, though. Don't throw that out. I'll hang it upstairs.
All right, if you want it.
Well, come on. We might as well go upstairs, although I'd just as soon stay down here where it's cool.
It ain't going to be hot in the house today, Mr. Marlon. Like I said, I'm going to keep them windows closed and the temperature down and our spirits up.
Well, I hope you're right. Personally, I don't think
it's... Well, it isn't bad here in the kitchen, Marlon. It's that.
Well, it's early yet. It's going to get hot today. We might as well face it. Keeping those windows closed won't keep the heat out.
I don't know now, Marlon. Maybe it might help.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I'm going to go make like a bride right now.
Make like a bride, sir?
Yep. I'm going to surprise myself with a shower.
Oh, that's him. That's my boy.
Seems pretty comfortable out here in the kitchen, Beulah. What does the thermometer say?
Well, let me see. It says 80. That's what it says.
Oh, yes. Why, that isn't bad at all. I'm beginning to think keeping the house closed up does help, Beulah. Must be much hotter than that outside.
Well, I know, ma'am. The grocery boy brought us a T-bone a while ago. And when he got here, that steak was medium rare.
Well, in that case, I won't step out of the house today. Did Bill ever get here to take that junk out, by the way?
He's coming up the back walk now, ma'am. Trying his best to get here after the job is done.
Well, put him to work, Beulah.
If he's going to eat, he's going to work, ma'am, and I know he's going to eat. Who's been knocking on my door 3 hours late?
It's Bill, baby. No pain, no strain.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I rode in here on the crest of a heat wave. Ooh-wee, it's hot out there.
Well, shut the door. I'm keeping the place closed up here so it stays cool.
Let me sit down here next to the iceberg. I'm steaming like an uphill freight train.
Where you been? You told me on the phone you'd be over here in 3 shakes.
That's what it did. Come right over here in 3 shakes. 2 pineapple and 1 vanilla. And it sure make me hot. Sure make me hot, this heat.
Oh, Bill, you told me you helped me clean out the basement this morning. I ought to be good and mad with you.
Oh, hold that pose, baby. Oh, I like it when you get that spark in your eyes. That's pretty. I just thought of a new name for you on account of you as such dynamite. From now on, you is my incendiary brunette.
Oh, that's cute, Bill. Incendiary brunette. Oh, you ought to be ashamed, though, getting over here after all the work is done.
The work's all done, huh? Oh, I wanted to help. Oh, that's bad.
But there's one job left.
Oh, that's worse.
You just said you wanted help, so I saved the heavy lifting for you. Come on, it's down the basement.
Heavy lifting, yeah, but you see, Beulah, my mother...
Come on, trot downstairs there and can that box of junk out and set him in the alley. Hurry up now, I'm holding the door.
Okay. Here goes your muscle man, baby. What would you do without me anyhow?
I don't know, but don't tempt me to try it. I don't care what everybody say. He's kind of cute, anyhow. It is awful hot today to be carrying heavy boxes. But Bill, he ain't going to overdo, I know that. Well, still nice and cool in here, anyhow. That little old thermometer say, come in.
Hello, Beulah.
Oh, hello, Miss Cal. Come in out to eat.
Isn't it murder? The paper says it's the hottest day.
Oh, hello, Cal. I thought I heard you out here. What are you doing out today, honey? Even mad dogs and Englishmen stay in the shade on a day like this.
Oh, the house is in an uproar, Marlon. Dad picked today to weather strip the windows.
Weather strip? What they weather strip stuff, Miss Carol?
It's to make the windows tight, Beulah. It saves heat.
My goodness, all this heat kicking around town today. I don't see what anybody wants to save it for.
No, that's for the winter, Beulah.
Dad says we're going to be awfully short of coal and oil this winter. He says we've got to get all the heat out of it we can.
Now, that's right. This reconversion business is going to take a lot of fuel. Hey, how'd we get on this subject anyway? Let's talk about something pleasant. I'm burning up.
80 degrees. Weather's nice and yellow.
I'd better rush, Marlin. I'm going downtown to look over the August fur sales. They've got some wonderful coats.
Fur sale? Fur coats? In this weather?
Oh, I'm not going to buy anything, Marlin. I'm just going down and look them over and try them on. They've got a cross box down there I want to see, too.
Well, in this weather, he's got a right to be cross. Well, come on, honey. I'll walk you to the front door.
Okay. I think Dad's going to give me a fur coat for Christmas.
Wonderful.
And that's one time I won't mind taking the wrap.
Take the wrap. I wish Mrs. Marlin would marry that little girl. She got the same kind of sense of humor he's got. Kind of on the corny side. But I...
Here's Al Sack of the orchestra with Bell Bottom Trousers.
All this basement sure is a mess, ain't it?
I'm going to get me a door, man. I put a revolving back door here. Come in.
Hello, Beulah. How's everything,
Fine, Mr. Niles. In here, must be awful hot outside, though.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, Beulah. Temperature around 100. I feel great.
You always do feel great, don't you, Mr. Niles? I never did see you when you wasn't strictly sunny side up, sir.
Well, that's because I'm always well and happy, Beulah. You know, most of the bad tempers you see in people are because they aren't well in some way or other. And you'd be surprised how much of that irritability comes from acid indigestion.
Oh, that indigestion.
And the fastest way I know to knock it out is with Tums, the famous quick relief for acid indigestion. Well, say hello to Mr. Marlin for me. See, I'd like to bump into that guy sometime.
My, ain't he nice. All the time dropping in here, yaddly, 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 rush right off. I'm all glad I don't have to go out in this heat. That sunshine is hotter than a fireman's ladder.
How are you feeling, Beulah? You want to go to your room and take a cold shower or something?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm fine, Miss Annie. It's nice here. I told you I know how to keep the house cool.
I don't know. It seems to me like it's getting a little warm.
Hey. I just had the radio on. It's 110 downtown, and I don't mind you telling you. I know it. You know, I think that darn cold shower I took made me a lot hotter than ever.
What you need, Mr. Marlin, is an emergency. You always did keep cool in an emergency.
What I need is a change in the weather. I wish it would rain.
Why don't you try washing the car? Pop always says you wash the car with...
Oh, no, it's too hot for this. I can feel my temperature going up right now. Hey, we'll all be better off if we just don't talk about the weather.
Well, you're the one who's bothering Marlin. You're just talking yourself into being hot. As a matter of fact, you're talking me into it, too.
Well, let's forget it, then. I'm going to make a pitcher of lemonade.
Anybody call?
For the love of... The love of Pete, why don't that guy...
Now, be nice to your neighbors, Marlin. Out here, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
I do, sir.
My George, Mrs. Bates, you're looking wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
And Beulah, you got your hair different again, huh? Looks great.
Thank you, sir.
And her?
Yeah?
Hot enough for you?
Oh, now, Jenkins, please don't.
Oh, you can't take it, huh? You're not hot on a mild day like this, are you?
I keep it cool in here by keeping the windows closed, Mr. Jenkins. That thermometer there, it's only about 80 right now.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, Beulah. You have to watch these crackerbox houses. They really heat up, you know.
Now, wait a minute, Jenkins. This house is...
No, don't apologize for your house, sir. See, I don't have to live in it. You probably paid plenty for this Quonset hut at that, huh?
I had this house built for myself, Jenkins. Built to my own measurements.
Yeah, well, they slipped somewhere. It's taller than you are. Incidentally, Hurt, you don't really expect to get that load of coal you ordered today, did you?
Well, I'd better get it. They said... Hey, wait a minute. Who told you I ordered a load of coal today?
Oh, I keep in touch. Happened to be on your roof this morning looking for a bird's nest. Happened to be looking down your chimney and, happened to hear you talking in the basement.
On my roof? Well, of all
the... We should keep your furnace door open after this. It sounded pretty garbled.
Well, now, that's a dirty shame.
Well, I'll accept your apology. Just be more careful next time, that's all. Yeah, and another thing, you better get those shingles fixed up there, Hurt. Got a bad skinned shin when I fell through your roof.
When you what? Jenkins, if you poked a hole through my roof...
I certainly hope you've got insurance, Hurt. Because somebody might take a fall around here sometime and just be nasty enough to sue you for plenty.
Yeah, but if a guy fell on my
roof... I'm sorry I can't stop and chat with you now, Hurt. Some other time, maybe, huh? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Bates. Beulah, as soon as I have this leg x-rayed, my lawyer will give you a buzz. Neighbor...
My goodness, I hope he didn't hurt himself bad, Mr. Marlin.
Yes, I hope it's nothing a few months in a traction splint won't fix. Doggone it, I am hot now. I'm going upstairs and lie down a while.
I think I'll go sit in the bathtub.
You see, just goes to show how folks can talk themselves into something. Just another case of mind over matter. I don't know what's the matter with him, but as long as I'm cool, I don't mind.
Carol Stewart sings, "I don't care who knows it.
I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you. I guess I'll always be this way. Nothing you do or say can ever change me. I'm for you forever. You're my whole life through. That's how I am, and I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you."
Getting hotter by the minute, and it feels like an hour from now.
Yes, and I'll pour you some. I don't know what's bothering you, folks. Be this little old thermometer we hold our own.
Well, I guess I've been thinking about the heat too much. Seems like I've done nothing but...
That upstairs is like a bake oven. I turned on the cold water faucet in my bathroom and steam came out.
Oh, now, Marlon, don't exaggerate after all.
I'm not exaggerating. Hot water came out of my cold water faucet.
Oh, that's on account of when I had Bill fix that drip yesterday. He got the handles mixed up.
Oh, fine. This heat's getting me down anyway, though. I'm beat out like a ninth inning bunt.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. But if he's got a forked tail and a pitchfork, he'll feel right at home here.
It's the Eggman. Come in.
Howdy, folks. It's Frank again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Frank.
Come in, son. Shut the door.
We don't want a lot of hot air in here, Mr. Frank.
Well, now, I hope you don't mean anything personal with that man.
Oh, no, we're just keeping the house cool.
Oh, well, the only one way to keep a house cool these days, yep, you just keep yourself a nice plant around the house. Makes it nice and cool, yes, sir.
Plant?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plant?
I just told you. An ice plant. That's a little joke of mine. Took me a whole week to make up for that joke.
That's what it is, a weak joke.
Well, you know, I had a hard time. I like to not got here today. I had a little trouble with my truck or my car.
Trouble?
Yeah. I had an awful time getting here with that car of mine.
Well, what was the matter?
I forgot to bring it. Yes, sir. I got interested reading in the papers about a radio show.
Oh, a radio show.
Mm-hmm. It's changing over from Monday to Sunday. At 26th of August, it goes to Sunday.
26th of August.
Yes, sir. A Marlon Hurt and Beulah show, they call it. A comedy show, it's supposed to be. I say, that feller's got the same name you have, ain't he? Quite a coincidence.
Oh, it's a small world, ain't it?
Yeah, do you like that show, Mr. Frank?
Well, I never cared much for comedy shows myself. You can't get the market reports on them. And no prizes, neither.
Yes, that's a bad drawback. Really.
Well, I've been having ups and my troubles anyhow, though. Worrying about this reconversion business, I'm afraid when Army and Navy quit buying, there's going to be too much milk and eggs. Just a slug on the market.
Might be.
Well, so I've been trying to figure out something else for my cows and chickens to do. Yes, sir. Quite a problem. Well, I better get along now. This heat's getting me down. You know, I bought me an ice bag, but it didn't work.
What was the matter with it?
Well, I filled it up with ice, and I couldn't get my head through the hole.
Well... Don't rush off in the heat of the day, Mr. Frank. We keep it nice and cool in here.
Oh, yes, it's mighty nice in here, Beulah. Must be 110 outside. It don't feel like it in here, though. It don't feel a bit over 109. Well, so long now.
What's this talking about? Man talking crazy, 109. Just nice and pleasant in here. You can see right there on the wall it's only 80.
I don't see how that thermometer can insist it's only 80 when I
Marlon,
feel like it must be.
Beulah, look at that butter he brought.
Butter?
Here, it's melting right in front of us.
Look, I'm going to get my own thermometer out of the desk. I don't believe it.
Let me see that thermometer of yours, Beulah.
That is, ma'am. It's sort of an advertising thing.
Let's see. Take Dr. Roberts Pepo and feel like a kid at 80. Beulah, it's just painted on here.
Yeah, look at this. This thermometer is right.
Yes, it's, oh, my, 115? Oh, I feel awful. I feel terrible.
So do I.
I knew keeping them windows down was making it hot in here. Let me get some cracked ice. Fan this, somebody. Give me the fake bottle. I believe I'm going to camp or something.
Oh, let's go down to the basement. It must be cooler down there.
Oh, my. I think I'm going to get a sunstroke. Throw some water on me, somebody.
Now, relax. Just relax. It ought to be cooler down here.
Oh, I knew that thermometer couldn't be right. It felt like... Oh, who's down here?
What's the time of that? It's just Bill. Oh, hello there, Mr. Marlon.
Bill, ain't you took that junk out yet?
Well, I just about finished, honey, but it's too hot to carry that heavy junk out today, so I just built me a fire in the furnace. Been burning the stuff all day.
It's 150, and I'm dying with the heat, and you got to find it for... Oh, Bill, you fool!
to be with us again next week at this time for another half hour with Marlon Hurt and Beulah, produced and directed by Helen Mack. Aunt Alice is played by Catherine Carr. Jess Kirkpatrick played Mr. Frank. John Brown was Mr. Jenkins. And Beulah, Bill, and Marlon Hurt were played by Marlon Hurt. This is Ken Niles reminding you, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy.
Got the world in a jug, Lord. Got the stopper in my hand.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.